necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through Sunday, December 14th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Every weekend race day will feature a stakes race for juveniles. Sunday's card will be headed by Calbred Fillies racing in the Soviet Problem. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos, with great daytime racing continuing through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to bet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on this opening weekend of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And it's a quick one, just two weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, first post time each day at 12:30. The big, the lead news item today at Los Alamitos, a pick six carryover, $44,571, a nine-race program, and California-bred fillies, two-year-old fillies, take center stage in our main event today, and that is the $100,000 Soviet Problem at a flat mile. John Sadler's Liberation, the 4-5 morning line favorite. Certainly Cecilia Street on the inside rates an upset chance at 4-1. And on the far outside, Antonio Garcia rides for Redham Racing, Armando Ayuso rides for Redham Racing, and trainer Antonio Garcia with the 6-horse 80s at 7-2. I want to tell you this, speaking of Redham Racing, they placed second in yesterday's Grade 2 Starlet Stakes at Los Alamitos, originally run at Hollywood Park. Cashed under Tiago Pereira, and I got to give Kurt Hoover credit here from FanDuel. He's doing the paddock show between races on the simulcast presentation from Los Al. He had Tiago on before the races and made a pretty good upset chance for Cash. Certainly a shot to be competitive, and that she was. She went head and head early with the heavy odds on favorite Nima, who was the by far and away the most heavily favored or fancied, I should say, Baffert runner, and outran her. She was second, four lengths in front of the favorite, but got tagged late by Baffert's other runner, Consequent, under Kazushi Kimura. So we had a California bred by I'll Have Another, trained by Doug O'Neill,
And again, owned and bred by Redham Racing, running second in yesterday's Grade 2 $200,000 Starlet at Los Alamitos. And as for Bob Baffert, absolutely incredible. He just has had a reign of dominance. That was his ninth consecutive win in the Starlet. And what we saw coming out of Los Alamitos yesterday, it is believed that is the longest win streak in any stakes race run in North America, let alone a graded stake. When Baffert started winning these, he's won it a total of 14 times over at Hollywood Park. The Starlet was a Grade 1 event. A lot going on. Let's head back to New York, Saratoga Springs to be exact, and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. We talked a little bit before the show. The winner of yesterday's Remsen Stakes, looking pretty good. Now 2 for 2, both of those around two turns, and the name of this colt is Paladin. Your take on the Remsen yesterday, and how good is this horse?
Well, it was a full field. The horse ran very well in his career debut. He actually got put up that day. He finished second to Renegade, who was in the race with him yesterday. He got put up. It was a ticky-tacky foul, but they put him up, and he just proved he was right because he won again yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's 2 for 2. Renegade, 3 starts, and he's run very well in all three of them. These are two-year-olds. It's late in the year. And obviously they were slow getting going, but I guess they're getting going now because they're running well.
John, ain't nothing wrong with getting to the races. Well, in the case of Paladin, mid-October, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather be a little late getting going and have a whole lot left at 3, 4, and maybe even 5. But most folks with well-bred colts, they don't think about 5. But anyway, Paladin, a horse to really consider. He picked up some Kentucky Derby qualifying points, and now 2 for 2, and as you noted, via DQ in the first one, with Flavian Pratt aboard for Chad Brown. That's a big reason why Flavian has committed to the Big A for the winter, and he'll be shipping around the country, but he's going to base in New York.
He is, and that's unfortunate for the New York riders that decided to stick around.
Oh, yeah. Right.
At least most weekends he'll probably be in Florida or California, like you said, Mike, especially on Saturdays with all the stake races.
Right.
But he gets around and he flies coast to coast like he's going to the corner candy store. It's no big deal for him. It's amazing what these riders have to go through, but they're earning their money, and that's part of the job.
I've said it before, to be at this level and stay there, the likes of Irad Ortiz, his brother Jose, Flavian Pratt, Johnny V, you got to be driven. It's a lot more than money, John. You have to be driven.
Yeah, it's an athlete. Athletes are like that, Mike. The good ones have that killer instinct in them, and it's the same thing with riders because they are athletes, and the good ones have that killer instinct in them. And by the way, yesterday they ran the Cigar Mile on kind of a sad day because that was the last Cigar Mile that will ever be run at Aqueduct.
Wow.
Because come opening day of Belmont, that's going to be the end of Aqueduct. So all these races that were run yesterday, the Remsen and all those, next year they will be at Belmont. There will be no more Aqueduct.
Yeah, wow. Hey, John, speaking of jockeys, we had a big move. There were some rumblings way early in the week. Steve Anderson had it. I believe in Thursday's Daily Racing form, and that is that Antonio Frasu, who was convinced to come to California by Doug O'Neill and his primary assistant Leandro Mora about 3 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and hooked up with Tom Canoost, a good friend. They've had great success. They were the leading rider. Antonio Frasu was at the Santa Anita Spring Meet called the Hollywood Spring. Comes off a really good Del Mar, but I'm told, kind of at the insistence of his fellow countryman and good friend Frankie Dettori, if you want to get, and we hear this often in this game, John, if you want to get to, quote, the next level, if you really want to broaden your base, getting with super agent Ronnie Anderson is the vehicle. That's the way to do it. So Frasu has announced that he's changed agents. He's currently riding over in Dubai, but he'll be back for opening day at Santa Anita. He'll be represented by Ronnie Anderson as well, Joel Rosario, who's going to base at Oaklawn Park. But Tom has come up with a top rider from Gulfstream Park. We're going to have him on in just a few minutes. But the merry-go-round starts when you have one top rider move. Then you have some other moves usually that follow. It's kind of a domino effect. But this has been going on for 100 years, John.
Yeah, so listen, and every time it happens, you're a little more surprised than the time before. I thought they had a terrific Santa Anita meet, like you said. Yeah. He won the title there, and he had a terrific Del Mar. You know, I don't know. If you get an opportunity to get Ron Anderson, I guess you take that opportunity, because he's had a career of nothing but superstar riders and Hall of Fame riders to go along with it. But
yep.
The move was kind of surprising, to be honest with you. And that's just the way of the world, Mike. Very little loyalty left.
Well, when this with the jocks, the agents, precious little. Fresu is going to base at Santa Anita through the Santa Anita Derby. And then it'll be kind of what Flavion Pratt has done for a number of years, but now he's not doing it. But Fresu will base at Santa Anita through the Santa Anita Derby. Then it's Keeneland, Churchill, and then on to New York. So we'll see how that all shakes out. You know, speaking of the next level, I remember talking to Jim Pegram, who's basically a retired jockey agent now. He works for his brother Mike up in Gardnerville, Nevada. Mike's got like five properties up there, including the Carson Valley Inn. That might get me a $20 discount by that mention, John. But anyway, Jim.
No shame left on this show, Mike.
Thank you very much. You just had to say that, didn't you? Hey, we're sponsor dependent here. But anyway, Jim Pegram told me, you know, he had Garrett Gomez. And, well, there was a guy named Bob Meldahl who was working to get Garrett. I think he eventually did. Jim says, yeah, he keeps telling the jock, you want to get to the next level. I told him, you're already there. Check the floor, you know. But it's a crazy business. That's why alcohol tends to be a little bit prevalent. Because, I mean, I remember Bob Lemon, you know, the Hall of Fame pitcher and then manager, and he was quoted saying, look, cocktails when you lose, when you win, you just kind of try and keep things on an even keel. I'm paraphrasing, but it's a fact of life, John.
That's just the way it is, Mike. That really is the way it is.
All right, well, let's talk about the way it is today back there at Aqueduct. You do have a stake race today, and took a look at it, kind of a short field, the Comley, and well, it's actually not that short. At a mile and 1/8, this one's for three-year-old fillies, a grade three, and a big purse here, 20,000. What struck me about this race, John, we've got five fillies in here coming off wins, and four of them get a new rider. So a bit of a handicapping puzzle. Your take on it?
Actually, this was going to be my race that I'm using for the radio in hour number one. You have a late scratch in there, Mike, of the four Ruth. The other seven go. And I love the number seven horse in here. Yes, it is. This is a three-year-old filly who ships in for trainer Brad Cox, who's having a terrific meet. The rider switched to Franco is because Giroux's not coming to town, so Franco's going to ride, who rides most of the Brad Cox horses here. You know, it's either him or Pratt that get the first call for them. And Pratt went to the 7-5 morning line favorite, number six, fully subscribed. But I love the number seven horse in here. Yes, it is. This horse has five career starts. She's improved in each and every one of them, including the last two races, which were run on the dirt. So they thought this was a turf horse. The race was rained off two starts back. They ran on the dirt. She won, and then they ran her back on the dirt. She's not a turf horse, Mike. She's a dirt horse. Maybe they figured it out by luck because that race was rained off. In any case, she's listed at 6-1 on the morning line, and she is the radio play for hour number one on this show.
Yeah, and again, the jockey change is in evidence here with these two fillies. Yes, it is ridden to victory twice in a row by Florent Garou, fully subscribed, who gets Flavion Pratt, had been ridden in all four of his starts. Two of them wins, and her most recent start a win in a grade two at Aqueduct by Dylan Davis, but it's now Pratt, Dylan Davis out with injuries. So it's interesting. Before we get to the coordinates on the website, you said Garou not coming to town, but we understand Garou and Brad Cox, there's a split there.
Well, it's not so much a split as he got the opportunity to use Irad Ortiz. You know, he decided to move his tack to Kentucky. So he rode most of the horses for Brad Cox last Saturday. I think they won five stakes.
Yeah.
And Ortiz was on all five of them.
Well, you know, that's not much of a tough decision.
If if you're Giroux, you can't be too happy. I mean, you've ridden for years for Cox as the number one rider, but, you know, I'm not. There's a change, obviously, it looks like.
Yeah.
There's a change.
The beat goes on. Anyway, John says the seventh at Aqueduct, the grade three Comley, make it number seven. Yes, it is. Manny Franco up for Brad Cox. Post time for that, 3:35 Eastern. JONHARDON.com. What's there and how much, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Los Al selections.
Okay, a nice carryover at Los Al. We're looking for some help toward the end of the show. We'll get you back for take two, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. As announced, we're going to have jockey agent Tom Canoost joining us right now, a veteran agent. He's been there, done that. He's got a new rider by the name of Jaramillo, coming in from Gulfstream Park, a native of Venezuela. Tom Canoose, good morning, Merry Christmas, all that stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Right. Now, before you start doing the Chamber of Commerce stuff and selling this jock and so on and so forth, let's talk about the business. You've been on both sides of this coin when a jock jumps, when a jock leaves. You've had some of the top riders in the game over the years. Did this catch you by surprise, Antonio Fresu making this change to Ronnie Anderson?
Yeah, it did catch me by surprise. But in talking to Antonio, who I think is not only a really great rider, but a good person, he just thought it was an opportunity to go national and be with a top agent like Ron Anderson. And he just said that he had to give it a try. So I can't really go ahead and say anything different. I feel that, you know, I'm privileged enough to have him, and we've done really well, and I wish him the best of luck. And now I hopefully I can get my other jockey, Jaramillo, and do well with him. So.
Tom, how long were you and Fresu together? And I mentioned earlier Doug O'Neill and Leandro Mora, they greatly facilitated his move from basically riding in Dubai to come here to Southern California. What a great job you've done with him in combination. How long has he been here with you?
It's been like 2.5 years, going on 3 years. It'll be about the middle of San Anito, be 3 years.
And general sports fans listening, you know, guys that have baseball, basketball, the NFL, they have agents. Scott Boras, a huge guy in MLB. They have written contracts with their players. Explain the situation in what we call horse racing. It's a handshake, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's no contract or anything. And if you're doing well, then usually, you know, you stay together for a while. If things get a little rocky, then, you know, either the agent changes or the jockey changes. And that's just the way this game is. And like I said, I don't blame Antonio for trying to make a change and trying something different. And I think he's a very loyal person. I think it was a hard decision for him.
Yeah.
But it's just his gut that he said he had to try it. And I wish him the best of luck.
Tom, I got to take a little look back over the years how these changes come about. A mutual friend of ours, the late Dick Riley, he used to call the races at Pomona, Fresno, several other northern fairs. He was also a jockey agent. This is a long time before cell phones. But Dick used to say, yeah, no, I got word I could tell now that the jock was going to make a change. So he says, you just stop answering your phone, and then when you do show up at the track, you duck the jock. That way he can't formally fire you. So you got your calls maybe through halfway through the next book where you'd already talked to guys. I mean, those were the days, were they not?
Yeah, and Ron Anderson was good, and Tony was good. I have calls that for this first book that I had, and I'll get paid for them, so that helps.
Okay, and he's riding over Fresu's over in Dubai right now. You're getting paid for those?
No, I'm not. He's got an agent over there, and that agent gets the money. But he, you know, he's there with his wife. They don't get to see each other that often. She's still trying to get her green card to come here.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot better when she gets here. I think it'll be happier.
Right.
But he's riding over Dubai, and they're together. So I think that's a good thing for him to do.
Well, look, Tom, you're a long way from the soup kitchen. Let's talk about this jock you're bringing in from Gulfstream Park. I hear nothing but good things about him. Amicio Jaramillo, a native of Venezuela. I think he came to South Florida about 2015. What do you know about him?
Well, just about, you know, when I was looking for another rider or something, Jack Sisterson back there in Florida mentioned to Doug that he would be a really good asset for here out in California. So with Doug's help, which Doug's helped me so much, I can't say enough, talked to him. He was talking to his son also, and his dream was always to come to California. And then after Doug had talked to him, he called me, and we had a conversation. And he's going to ride in a jockey challenge thing in Jamaica, and then one, I think, in Venezuela with John Velasquez and a bunch of other riders. And then he'll be here, like, on the 19th of December. So, like I said, Doug was a big part of it. Without Doug, I would not have this guy.
Well, I sure hope he's got the right travel agent and that he's very carefully going and coming from that one country you mentioned, his native country.
Not by boat.
No, I would not recommend that whatsoever. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations. I think on a great run with Antonio Fresu, but things change. You've got this new face coming in, Amicio Jaramillo. I have to believe you've got Doug O'Neill to work with. How's he being received? He's going to be on the ground, I think, next Thursday or Friday, correct?
Well, on the 19th.
Couple
but
the weeks.
Thing is, yeah, but a lot of people know about him. A lot of owners know about him. A lot of other trainers know about him. So he's getting a really good reception, and I think I'll have a leg up when he gets here. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'll just say this, Tom. I think one thing that hurt you a little bit, you'd have done even better with Fresu. It seemed like getting days, it was kind of an issue, I thought, for some ticky-tack stuff. I know it had to be frustrating when you lost a number of live horses due to suspensions.
Yeah, I think it was very unfair. I think you should not have gotten days. We appealed them. We lost on our appeals. But I think legitimately he should not have gotten those days. So, but onward and forward.
Hey, all the best with the Amicio Jaramillo opening day at Santa Anita. Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Chris, Trevor, we're going to go ahead and hit the break a little bit early. Coming right out of it, John Lindo's back with us today. Then Orlando Gutierrez, a big night at Los Alamitos. And he's also going to be talking about a horse of Craig DeLoss. He's very prominent tonight. He's won 7 races in a row. And then next hour, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV is going to be joining us. Ed Burghardt, the legendary voice of Los Alamitos, is going to be along as well, along with Andy Harrington. That's all in the first 30 minutes next hour. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Stay with us. That's why they call me bad company. But I can deny bad company till the day I die. Angels Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles, not such a good night for Alabama last night. Georgia totally dominant. And then Indiana, they are for real, no question about it. They upset Ohio State in that Big Ten championship game. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Let's keep it simple and head down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Michael. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I caught parts of your show yesterday. Had a little dermatology procedure. Had times to kill and enjoyed what I could catch. But it's good to have you back in the fold here on Sunday morning. I mentioned we had a California bred run second in the Grade 2 Starley yesterday. And she really ran, I think, a terrific race. I mean, she put away the odds-on favorite trained by Bob Baffert. Her name is Cashed, a daughter of I'll Have Another, owned and bred by Redham Racing. She's out of the Shackleford mare Cash Offer. This underscores yet again so many great aspects to the incentives here in California. This is a Kentucky-based stallion. You breed the mare back there, but she foals out here. You breed back to a California-bred stallion, and hey, you've got a California bred, so good on them.
Absolutely. You know, she had been a grass filly, and she showed yesterday she can handle dirt. And, you know, she didn't have an easy trip because the heavy favorite, Nima, was laying right on her
That's
outside
right.
the whole way around. And she fought her off all the way down the stretch. And unfortunately for the connections, consequently, the other Bob Baffert horse got up near the shadow of the wire. But she ran a super race running second. She's now graded stakes placed, picked up $40,000 for the second yesterday. And, you know, as the owner breeder, Redham Racing, it gets all the perks. So good for them.
And, John, again, some good news for Calbred owners, breeders. An announcement from Santa Anita a couple of days ago. Beginning opening day, the first condition allowance situation at Santa Anita is going to change where you can knock it down twice. If you've got a California bred, the only stipulation is if you do it in a short race, you got to go to a two-turn race to be eligible to knock that first condition allowance down again. But, boy, that I think that gives everybody a reason to take a little deeper breath and feel a little bit more confident about opportunities moving into the new year. They're going to do this on a one-year trial basis.
Right, and for a few years now, we've been able to win the Calbred condition twice, but it had to be once on dirt and once on turf.
Yeah.
The new rule that kicks in the day after Christmas, you can win that Calbred condition twice on the same surface. You just have to do it at different distances. So if I have a dirt specialist, I can win the Calbred condition sprinting. And if the horse can stretch out and win around two turns, I can win it again on dirt. I don't have to go to the grass. Same thing with a grass horse. If I can win a grass sprint and I know this is a grass horse and not a dirt horse, I can come back in a grass route and try it there.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, win a couple of those. It makes your Calbred more valuable. It gives you more options. And you can still do the flip-flop. You can still win one on dirt, one on turf, and win it twice that way. So the CTBA giving California owners and breeders a chance, as many chances as they can, to take out lucrative purses and make those foals more valuable.
That's right, and hats off to the TOC as well for everybody working together. But, John, in this new world in which we now operate of three-day race weeks, declining inventory and so on, options are at a premium. I think this is a good move. I hope it works out. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I agree. They're thinking outside the box, and those races fill, so you don't have to worry about those races not filling. They're going
right.
to go, and it gives you a place to run, and that's the key, Mike. You got to have someplace to run these horses.
Absolutely, no question about that. And, John, speaking of Calbreds, been in touch with Pete Perella up there at Legacy Ranch. They are excited about their stallion roster. I mentioned it on the open of every show. You know, we've got Forbidden Kingdom, Clubhouse Ride. They've got Tamarando, newly arrived there. Who's already a multiple stakes-producing stallion. A lot of reasons to get up to Legacy Ranch.
Yeah, and the first foals of Forbidden Kingdom, they hit the ground this coming winter, so it'll be good to see what these babies look like as they get going. And we'll have Pete send us some pictures and get a good look at these Forbidden Kingdom babies. But a good lineup up there. And Terry Knight's the man you want to call to book your mare. And that's 510 928-4980.
Full disclosure, John, I've got the last of my McCann's Mojaves up there now. She's a mare, soon to be 14, unraced. But we had high hopes for her, and I decided, you know what? If I don't make this decision now, Mother Nature's going to make it for me. I hope I'm not too late, but I got high hopes. I really do.
That's great. Well, they'll take good care of the mare while she's up there, too. Those pastures are beautiful, and yeah, I don't know if you've been up there, Mike, but that farm is pristine. It's such a great working farm, and they treat the horses right. That's the most important thing. You're going to get your best chance
to get
that baby to the races.
And Terry Knight, highly respected. I mean, he was a trainer for many years at all the major tracks here in California. John, let's make things financially worthwhile for the listeners. What do you want to do here?
Well, we got a pick six carryover at Los Alamitos, so let's look at one of the pick six races. Let's go to race number six today. This is a 5-furlong race, so you're going to get some of those horses from under the lights at Los Al. And number eight, even or even worse, catches a good spot. He's got speed, and there's only one other speed horse in the race, number six, Superman Shaq. So I think even or even worse gets a good trip, pressing her on the lead from the outside. He ought to be in front turning for home. He won at 5 furlongs down at Del Mar, so that's not going to be a problem the distance. And I think there's value here. 3-1 on the morning line, a good trip coming for number eight, even or even worse, race six at Los Alamitos.
Okay, terrific. And your stuff's also at todaysracingdigest.com. And if folks get up to the South Point, and we hope they do, you've got the Lindo Report available up there. I heard from Steve Johnson yesterday. The National Finals Rodeo is in full gear up there. And they've got events that compete right there at the South Point. They've got a couple of arenas. It's a huge property. Give Steve Johnson a call. See if you can squeeze in toll free 866-780-7223. And Steve says, I'm going to throw another dart this morning. He's taking the Cleveland Browns -3.5. You might want to go the don't pass on Steve the way he's been going there. But, John, I want to mention this. We'll have Bruce Finkelstein on an hour or two. He was all over the other Baffert in yesterday's Grade 2 Starlet, a filly by the name of Consequent. Kazushi Kimura hadn't been on her, rode her with a ton of confidence, and you got a $7.60 win mutual. So, as Michael Ronan would say, good on Bruce Finkelstein. Heck of a pick on radio yesterday.
Yeah, I thought she'd run good, too. She was the only filly with a two-turn dirt experience. And even though the number came back out of the maiden race, she was green as grass. She figured it all out. She leveled off nice yesterday and ran down the Calbred cashed and looked good doing it. So she's got a lot of upside. She's a Judmont homebred. And, Bob Baffert wins his ninth straight.
Unreal.
Starlet. That's incredible.
And he's only won 14 overall, John.
Well, every once in a while somebody's got to beat him, but I don't know when it's going to be.
I don't either. Hey, John, always a pleasure. Enjoy you and Bob Ike on Saturday mornings. Bob wasn't with you yesterday, but hope to see you at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, Bob will be back next Saturday, and I'll give him a hard time when we get on the air there. We're looking forward to doing that. That'll be closing weekend with the Los Al Futurity.
Exactly. Thanks so much, John.
All right, good luck today.
Appreciate it. Speaking of Los Alamitos, we're going there right now, heading down Cotella, and we'll say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning. I see you've got 8 races today. You get underway at 5:35, and Doc Allred, along with Kathy, they're kicking in $10,000 in that $2 pick six races 3 through 8 tonight.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, we have the seeded money today into the pick six pool last night. $130,000 of new money into the pick six. We had a $38,000 carryover. And not too many surprises last night, so it seemed like a lot of players ended up with a winning pick six ticket. So we'll try it again today, see what happens with the pick six, $10,000 added into the pool. We should have an overall pool of about $70,000 once again. And some good races as well tonight. We have the finals to the 1,000-yard winter championships. There's an open event, race number 8, and also an event for fillies and mares in race number 4. But I'm going to focus on race number 8. This is the $50,000 open, and there's a horse by trainer Craig Dolazzi by the name of Coduelo, who has just been amazing here at Los Alamitos. 7 wins in a row at Los Al. That does include 1 victory during our daytime September meet. But here at night, just outstanding, set the track record at 1,000 yards in his last out, won the winter final last year, it now looks to repeat it here at Los Alamitos against a really good group that includes project leader Mike, who is an all-time track record holder with wins at 1,000 yards. He's won 19 of them, including the summer final. So looking to make it a sweep here in the 1,000-yard championship races.
Orlando, I'm definitely going to be joining you guys on FanDuel Live for tonight's 8th. That's the Winter Championship Open. This one at 1,000 yards. Code Duello, as you noted, Craig DeLossi. Has anybody, in your recollection, taken better advantage of these $1,000-yard races than Craig DeLossi, who's a very familiar name in the Thoroughbred training colony?
Well, you got to give, I mentioned, to Nick Hines in Battle Born Racing. He's won a lot of races at this distance. He had a tremendous runner. In fact, the former track record holder by the name of Tiz Lightning, who won, I believe, the winter championship as well, may have even taken down the summer championship. So, but that was one of several horses that Nick Hines and his Battle Born Racing raced here at Los Alamitos. But in the past few years, Craig DeLossi's got to be the top name.
Well, and I mean, the Sarge, Craig DeLossi, these guys, we talk about thinking outside the box. That's what they're doing. There's a lot of money up here at a good distance for these type horses. Obviously, they're taking full advantage.
No doubt about that. Another name that comes up, a recent name that has landed here at Los Alamitos, trainer Francisco Rodriguez. He's going to have a couple of horses during the daytime meet, and he'll also have a horse in this $50,000 final by the name of Where's the Loot. Has won back-to-back races here at Los Alamitos at 1,000 yards. And he'll also happen to be Kurt Hoover's guest during our preview show during the daytime meet. So a lot of the fans get to know Francisco Rodriguez there when he joins Kurt Hoover today.
That'll be today at 11:30, correct, on the simulcast signal, RTN
correct.
Network.
Yeah.
All the brick-and-mortar satellites as well. Orlando, before we get a best bet from you, give us a little thumbnail on the Champion of Champions next Saturday night at Los Alamitos.
Quarter Horse Races, most prestigious event next Saturday, and what a feel we're going to have. Mike Impressum looking to tie Refrigerator as the only horses with 3 victories in the Champion of Champions. Mm. He's yet to win a race this season, so a little bit of a surprise there from Impressum. Jericho has been trying to win the Champion of Champions for the past few years. He looks really sharp in this race. We have the All-American Derby winner, FDD Dreams, who is also trying to get that All-American Derby and Champion of Champions double. It's going to be a tremendous group. Stanley Cartel, who's been a dominant horse here at Los Al, he's another top name as well. But the big story has to be impressed on Mike trying to win his 3rd Champion of Champions victory.
Okay, now let's get to it. 8 of them tonight. You get underway at 5:35. $10,000 stipend going into that $2 pick 6, races 3 through 8. Where do you want to go for radio?
You know, I'm going to go to race number 6, the number 5 horse. She's Digging It. 6-1 on the morning line for trainer Mike Castleman. Has only raced twice this season, and is coming off of a real trouble 6th-place finish in a maiden event. But when the horse broke, there was a horse that lugged in right in front of her, kind of took away some of her space, and from there, that was it for her. But She's Digging It still has a lot of potential there from a really good family of horses that Mike Castleman has bred. I'll give her a shot there in race number 6, number 5. She's Digging It, and I like the price, 6-1.
Owner, breeder, trainer Mike Castleman, number 5, She's Digging It in race 6. Post time for that, 7:55 Pacific. And I know you guys have a big on-track handicapping tournament coming up Saturday there at Los Alamitos. I'll be checking in with Bob Mazursky about that. That's a great tournament, and it's good for the on-track handle as well next Saturday, Orlando.
Absolutely, Mike. I think I mentioned it before. Every single meet that we have, the day that we have the handicapping contest is our highest
right
on-track handle night of the, excuse me, day of the meet.
That's the golden dollar. Thanks so much, Orlando. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, we'll hit our final break this hour. We're heading back to the Big A Aqueduct. By the way, you know, we did the same thing last week. We had Matt DeSantis on behalf of NYRA. The lights were on, but nobody was home. You know, turned out the jocks refused to ride. That's not the case this weekend at Aqueduct. We'll get back, get the full story from Matthew DeSantis right out of the break. Stay with us.
Chose a gun and threw away the sun. Now these towns, they all know our name.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Get ready for the biggest weekend of the season coming up, December 13th and 14th at Los Alamitos, with the prestigious Champion of Champions next Saturday night, and California's richest quarter horse race, the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity next Sunday night. The Champion of Champions shapes up as the race of the meet, with Impressum looking for his third victory in this race, and multiple Grade 1 winner Jericho looking for his first Champion of Champions win. Plus All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and two-time Grade 1 winner Stanley Cartel. And in the 2 Million Futurity, fastest qualifier in Force will look for his second $1 million Futurity win. Plus Night Racing's best bets all weekend long. Remember, we'll add 10,000 to the Pick 6 on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And of course, our daytime thoroughbred meet continues here through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar, the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos. Join us for the Champion of Champions on Saturday night.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred LA. Hey, folks, this segment brought to you in part by Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades. My good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn, go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. Give them a call at 626-648-5499. That's 24/7 year-round. Mention Thoroughbred LA, Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. They're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct and say hello to Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going out in the West Coast?
Real good. First of all, congratulations. I thought a pretty impressive winner of yesterday's Cigar Mile, and we'll see how good Paladin is down the line, but he's certainly in good hands. I forgot to mention this to John Hardoon, but he confirmed before the show with me that horse was named for a character in a very popular TV series a long time before you showed up. It was called Have Gun, Will Travel. Richard Boone played the part of Paladin. Was a hired gun, a bounty hunter, and he's by Gun Runner, so that's where they got the name Paladin.
It is, and listen, I went to Furman University for my undergraduate education, and their mascot is the Furman Paladin. So
really?
I'm all over this horse. I absolutely love it.
Well, The only Furman I was ever familiar with was Furman Bisher, who wrote for the Atlanta Constitution. And,
I
think he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he did a great story with Shoeless Joe Jackson. Would encourage anybody to look it up. Around about 1952 or 4, he talked to Shoeless Joe on the front porch of his house, I believe in South Carolina. You talk about Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, it's wrong what happened to him. Anyway, we're not here to right all wrongs, but we had a wrong last Sunday. The jocks refused to ride there at Aqueduct. I'll just say this. I think it was very unfortunate. Everybody was tacked up. They're doing circles, Everybody turning left for about 20 minutes, and you had a sick feeling in your stomach. The weather we knew was not an issue. It turned out it was an operational issue. Knock wood, That's all behind us.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it is, and it's good to see the jockeys and non-era management have been having fruitful conversations so this doesn't happen again to the fans and the horse players and the horse owners as well.
Yeah, boy, you think especially the horse owners, and the trainers. All right, Matt, hey, let's get to it. You got a nice grade three today, the Comley, for three-year-old fillies, and we got some musical chairs going on with some of the jockeys and some of the prominent contenders, but your thought on this race?
Yeah, well, that's actually where my play is today. I really love the number 8 Quiet Side, 9-2 on the morning line, 4 trainer John Ortiz, who has been on fire up here at Aqueduct. He won a big one yesterday with an 8-1 shot, 4-for-7 winning at this Aqueduct meet. And Quiet Side has been training lights out. She's second back from a long layoff, but I think she absolutely fits the description of a horse that is going to be able to take that big step forward here. And I think you're going to get a really honest price on her at 9-2.
Okay, post time for that, the Grade 3 Comley. Race 7 today at Aqueduct is 3:35 Eastern. Talk about the jockey colony a little bit, if you can. It looks like Flavion Pratt is going to get most of the meat left on any bone, but who are some of the other prominent names that folks can get familiar with there at Aqueduct this winter?
Yeah, I think the two that you really need to pay attention to are Manny Franco and Kendrick Carmouche. Kendrick's going to take a lot of Todd Pletcher's top runners, and Manny's going to get a lot of Brad Cox's top runners. So those are two that are always going to do really well. One name I will give you, Chris Elliott. He's a young kid, but listen, he knows how to run some of Kenny McPeak's horses really well, very good with two-year-olds. The minute you can get a good price with Chris Elliott aboard.
He's got some pedigree as well. Isn't his dad Stuart Elliott?
Yeah, so he's got some very good pedigree.
Won the 2004 Kentucky Derby in Preakness with a horse named Smarty Jones. And a winner of the George Wolfe Memorial Jockey Award a few years back. Matthew DeSantis, tell us how we can get signed up for NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. If you go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app, you use the promo code BONUS200. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We have promotions every single day at tracks across the country, including out west, in the Midwest, and on the East Coast.
And again, Matt's going for a bit of a price in today's Grade 3 Comley, the 7th. At Aqueduct, he says it's number 8, Quiet Side. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for your time. Wishing you all the best. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. All the best.
All right. Got a big hour straight ahead, folks. We'll take a quick time out as advertised. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel is going to be checking in. And, of course, he does the Between the Races analysis, post-race interviews. Had a great interview with Kazushi Kimura after yesterday's starlet over there at Los Alamitos. Ed Burghardt's next, then Andy Harrington, Bruce Finkelstein, Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, John Hardoon. That's all in front of us. Hour two, Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through Sunday, December 14th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Every weekend race day will feature a stakes race for juveniles. Sunday's card will be headed by Calbred Fillies racing in the Soviet Problem. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos, with great daytime racing continuing through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's The Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Rags and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Rags and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Opening weekend of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And listen, if you're thinking about getting over to Los Al for some live racing, don't think too long, because a week from today is closing day. We'll take about a 10-day hiatus here in Southern California. Then we tee it up, as always, the day after Christmas, December 26th, at Santa Anita. The lead news item today at Los Alamitos, a nice pick six carryover, $44,571. This is the traditional $2 pick six, and that'll be races 4 through 9 at Los Alamitos. First post time is 12:30 p.m., and main event, going to be talking about that in depth with my first guest, Kurt Hoover. That'll be the $100,000 Soviet problem, California-bred two-year-old fillies at a flat mile. Right now, we'll welcome aboard Kurt from FanDuel TV, and you can catch him between the races and before the races with a handicapping seminar over at Los Al on the simulcast signal. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Nice day for racing. That pick six carryover is really nice, Mike. That pool surprised me. That's a good size pool. So, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was caught off guard by that. So that livens up today's card. I thought the Starlet was a real good race yesterday, Mike, and looking forward to today's Soviet problem.
Well, so am I. But speaking of the Starlet, Hey, good on you for having Tiago Pereira on before the races. His English is improving. He's a native of Brazil. He can ride, no doubt about it. He's had some serious injuries this year. But, you know, you addressed his Phillies chances, trained where am I at now? I'm looking at cashed for Doug O'Neill. And a California bred by I'll Have Another. And, you know, you guys, you made a case for her. She outran the odds-on favorite for Bob Baffert, Nima, but nobody was going to hold off the late charge of the winner, the other Baffert consequent. But I thought Cash ran a heck of a race, Kurt.
I agree, Mike. I thought Cash ran very, very well in defeat. To put away the favorite, hung in there, galloped out with the winner. Consequence made to win, got a low number, Mike, but I was so impressed by the way she won at Del Mar. She was like a filly who didn't know what she was doing, and she still won just on talent alone, right? And I thought Kamura made an interesting choice. If you watch the replay, Turner for Home, there was tons of room inside. I mean, 5-6 paths open inside, and he decided to take her outside. And he told me in the post-race interview, she's a filly, got to keep riding, kind of keep after. I think he just wanted to get her in the clear. Even outside the eighth pole, I said, well, I'm not sure she's going to get there. And then she really leveled off late nicely. I think she's going to be a nice filly, Mitch. I think she's still learning, still getting better, right? Still a little bit green.
Yeah.
She's got that really nice pedigree. I think she's going to be a really nice filly down the road. And to your point, Cashed, I thought, ran really well in defeat. Well clear of the rest, finished nicely. I thought a really good race by those top two.
It, you know, Bob wasn't there yesterday, but his assistant at Los Al, Mike Marlowe, was. Kurt, how many eventually, I'll use the word, eventually great horses have they started out with Mike Marlowe at Los Alamitos? That is the best endorsement that surface over there could ever have.
No question about that, Mike. So many good horses over the years. And, you know, just, I mean, Baffert has piled up so many achievements over the years, but we were talking in the press box yesterday, trying to come up with any other horse that had won any other trainer that had won a graded stake 9 straight times. I'm talking about any graded
consecutive
stake.
Consecutive years. Impossible.
We couldn't come up with it, Mike. There were some sevens, some races back east we found where some guy, a couple races won 7 times in a row, but 9 times a graded stake, that has never been done, and that is something to talk about, Mike.
And Kurt, Kevin Modesty had that in his game story in this morning's SoCal news group papers, and obviously great coverage. They had a nice picture by Benoit at the wire. Let's talk today and see what's going on in your opinion with the Soviet problem for California breds. Now, Liberation, the odds-on favorite, justifiably so. John Sadler quoted in Steve Anderson's story today that, you know, he really thinks she wants 2 turns. She gets it today. But in looking at some of these others, you know, I thought 80s on the far outside ran a big race with Umberto Rispoli, who's out of the country right now, riding in an international jockey competition. I thought she ran super, was in complete control, was 80s in winning gate to wire. And then down on the inside, Leonard Powell waxing optimistic in print in daily racing form with Cecilia Street. I know you looked at all these fillies, Kurt. I thought the thing about Cecilia Street was, now she was handled by Mirko DeMuro, who's away to ride in Japan for a couple of weeks, so Diego Herrera has the assignment. She ran into the bridle. He was very conscious to keep her on the bit and hand rode her to the wire. I think there's quite a bit of upside there, and Leonard Powell said, don't worry about that grass race. I think she'll run the same way on dirt. If she does, who knows? It could be interesting.
Yeah, Mike, and to your point, Cecilia Street and 80s both have something Liberation doesn't have, 2-turn experience and wins going 2 turns, right? And every year in this race, these type of races, these horses stretch out who look like the horse to beat, and the ones with the 2-turn experience win. So I agree. I thought Cecilia Street and 80s both ran very well. They both are moving forward. Even Cammy's girl, I know she ran for maiden 50, but I thought she finished well. She was green. She didn't know what she was doing. She tried to run on. You know, obviously, Liberation is a horse to beat. Mohaven, who beat her, that race looks even better now, right, with Cash, who was second, coming back and running it well yesterday. So I thought it was a really good race. And, Mike, I know you and I are big fans of the history of the sport. And, you know, I look up Soviet Problem every year, and I still – her numbers sometimes get lost in the shuffle, Mike.
Greg Gilchrist, right?
Yeah, Greg Gilchrist, Harris Farms, and Don Valfredo.
By Moscow Ballet.
Yep, 15 wins from 20 starts.
Yeah.
3 seconds. 18 times she was 1-2, Mac, and of course she ran second to Breeders' Cup Sprint when Phillies and Mares ran in that race. She was an exceptionally talented mare, and it's nice to have this race remaining name for her.
They had another good horse. I think this is just John Harris with Gilly, named Work the Crowd, right about the same time. And John, a lot of times, had his eye toward the political situation in Sacramento. God knows we're missing that today. But good memories. Yeah, Sylvia Problem, she was special. And Kurt had some Breeders' Cup experience as well.
Yeah, she was second in the Breeders' Cup sprint, you know, and that's when fillies and mares would run in that race a lot.
Unreal.
Very competitive, right? And she ran a light.
The boys, yeah.
Yeah, back in, it was in 1994, she ran second. It was Tennessee who won that race, because I can't remember who beat her, so luckily I can call it up real quick, Mike. And that was Cherokee Run beat her, and Eddie D was third with Cardmania. So those are pretty good horses she was right next to.
And Cardmania had won the same race the previous year at Santa Anita.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, just a really good mare, Mike. It's nice that we kept the name, because, as you know, so many times these stakes change and the flavor of the month and the horse from last year becomes the stakes race. So it's nice to have this one.
I can't help it, Kurt. You know, there's no shortage of photo bombers in our game, or folks who claim they were an underbidder at a sale and so on and so forth. That 93 Breeders' Cup sprint, I took it upon myself to just go ahead and get in the winner's circle. I hadn't been pre-okayed, but... I got in there, but I don't know where the heck the picture is now. I couldn't tell you. But I know this. Eddie D took off 30 Slews, with whom he had won the sprint the previous year, 92, at Gulfstream, to ride for a 2-3 horse outfit, Derek and Helen Meredith, a gelding who had come in from France. And Eddie said, no, this is the horse. He's doing good. And, man, he was right, as he so often was.
Yeah, Terry Lipham, one of the best agents of all time, Mike. Him and Eddie were that team. And remember, Mike, that was a big deal, taking off Baffert to ride for a very small
people
barn.
People were shocked. They were shocked, you know.
And actually, remember, Mike, we were talking about that race today. That's when the Breeders' Cup sprint was the very first race on the card, and it was still morning when that race was run, because I remember watching it from the apron and Cardmania going by. It was just stuck in my mind, that moment in time, standing outside the studio there watching that race. But that's when that race was the first race on the card, and run in the morning here on the West Coast.
I think David Flores rode 30 Slews, and he ended up third, maybe, Kurt. I can't remember.
You know, I can't remember either, Mike. Yeah. I just remember Carmina going by in those silks, those like maroon, purplish kind of silks that owner had.
Yeah, they had a good run with that horse, no doubt about it. Well, Kurt, let's talk about what's in front of us today at Los Alamitos. How do you approach? I've heard you say often you handicap the pick six before you handicap the races. What's your approach today?
Yeah, Mike, I think it's a hittable type of pick six. You just got to make some decisions to narrow down some of these races. You know, and it depends what you think of the Sylvia Problem. I know Liberation could be a single, but you and I both made cases for the horse you have route experience. There's some maiden races in there I think you can really whittle down to two or three. But I don't think it's going to chalk out. You don't have the bat for 4 to 5 shots, so the horses are just going to get hammered. The seventh race is an intriguing maiden race with some comebackers who've trained really well. So I think it's a playable, hittable time, Mike, and the pool is going to be big, right? It's a Sunday afternoon. Most East Coast signals will be done. There's not a lot else going on. I think Los Al really got lucky with that pool yesterday. I'm just shocked by the pool yesterday, Mike. I was really surprised in a good way how much money was funneled in the pick six yesterday.
I got to ask you, Kurt, given the fact that the heavily favored Baffert got beat yesterday, in the grade two Starlet.
Yeah.
Does that make today's pick six a little more expensive for a lot of people, in that people might be a little reticent to go ahead and single Liberation at 4 to 5 on the line?
Yeah, I think so, Mike. And it's the type of race, you know, I mean, you know,
even though it shouldn't, you know,
I agree, Mike. And, he's not that type of horse, I think, is a complete standout, you know, with the other fillies in there. I was just, you know, looking at yesterday's results, Mike, and talking about how well things pay, you know, at Los Al. That early pick five yesterday started off with a $280 winner, a $5 winner, and an $8 winner, and ended up paying over $1,000. I mean, you did get two prices after that, but the $1,000 pick five. And one other note, Mike, I wanted to mention the fourth race yesterday, the horse that won Scoop of Chocolate, owned and trained by Eric Berman. He works in a parking lot at Los Al. He's got one horse. He got the money yesterday, $16,000 pot. And he's just one of those small guys, Mike, that's been around, had horses here and there. And he was kind of in disbelief. I could tell talking about the race. He had a bunch of his friends we worked with there in the winter.
I love it.
You know, Mike, and you'd know him. He's been at Los Al forever. Yeah.
I know him.
It was you know him. He said, I asked him, Eric, any of the horses? No, just this one right now. But he owned the horse, Mike. So 9,900 of the jock, 8,100 in the pocket, and that was a pretty good day. It's nice to see him. And you and I have often talked like that's what makes this Los Alamitos great this afternoon. Some of the smaller guys can get the money and pay for a good chunk of the year.
And how about some dollars to the public? 9.5-1 in a four-horse field, no show wagering. Yeah. You got a $21 win mutual. And credit to Todd Schrupp on air yesterday with FanDuel. He gave the trainer, Eric Berman, his just due. He really did. It was nice to see, you know. These are the things that we don't have enough of in this game, Kurt.
No question, Mike. And you and I know guys have been around a long time. It's one horse. You're kind of grinding away. You're working in the parking lot in the afternoon. You're piecing things together. And that 9,000 will go a long way for the holidays for the fat staple.
Well, Kurt, I'm grinding away on Social Security and so on. I've got this little two-hour show 1 day a week. That's what I'm down to. Would you like to come in as a part breeder on a 14-year-old mare by McCann's Mojave? She's at Legacy Ranch, right? No?
No, Mike. I got my first vet bill the other day, which I hadn't gotten for a while. And
I can't wait.
The vet bill to my partner, Chris Cheney, who's his first horse. He said, now, what's this and what's that? You know, so that's that. This is this. And I said, that's only a quarter. I said, because we're 25. You're 25%. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I got the training bill and everything else. So I'm good for a while.
And, Kurt, you know the caveat. Anytime somebody new is coming in, you want to claim a horse, you tell them, hey, look, be prepared to run this horse for half or less than we took him or her for. If you don't play it that way, you're buried. You got to be realistic.
No question about it, Mike. And hopefully the horse we got will do some good. We're looking at a race at San Anita. And as you said, you know how that goes. Sometimes you got to cut bait and move on. But, I just enjoyed getting those bills again, Mike, and taking a look at that long run down at things, right? That's always makes for a nice morning.
It's been a while for me, but the muscle memory is still there. The checkbook will be out. But anyway, Kurt.
Oh, you got the van bill too, Mike. That's always good.
That's already on the credit card. I already got that one. Yeah, that was real good. Hey, anyway, Kurt, I got Ed Burghardt on deck. Who's the best bet for radio today?
Well, I'm going to take a little price shot, Mike, in this afternoon's second race and try and build the bankroll for the pick six. It's a 62-5, non-winners three. I'm going to give the one horse Ready Jet Go one more shot. I know she hasn't run all that well lately, but she has faced infinitely better horses. She's dropping on an open 25. And even though she hasn't won in the dirt, if you go back through her PP, she's run well on the dirt. She's run a couple of decent races, and I think the class drop is mammoth. I watched her last race at Dome. I know she ran seventh, but she was trying to run late. She got fanned out, and I think now it's just drop for a small barn. Try and get the money, and she's a fair price in the morning line. She's 5-1 on the morning line. So let's take the one Ready Jet Go in race number two and try and build our pick six bankroll.
Okay, looking forward to the entire nine race card today at Los Al. Race two goes 12:58 Pacific. Who's your guest before the races, Kurt?
Somebody I've never met before, Mike, trainer Francisco Rodriguez, who won a race yesterday. He won with Sensational ZZ and yesterday second. He's got two horses in today, so I'll get a background in him and see if he's live in his two horses that are running this afternoon.
Kurt, thanks. I'll see you at the races.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. As advertised now, we say hello to the legendary former voice of Los Alamitos, Ed Burghardt. He's currently making the morning line both day and night. He joins us from Laughlin, Nevada. Hey, Ed, good morning. How are things? Hello, Ed.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I got you now. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. We got a nice carryover in the daytime pick six today, 44,000 and change. You're kicking in $10,000 in the nighttime pick six. That'll be races 3-8. Any strong thoughts somewhere on the daytime card, first of all?
Well, the daytime card, I was kind of looking at two races, Mike. My best bet's not going to be a big price, but in race number five, I watched the videotape on Gracie's Gem's first outing. The horse completely missed the break and made a really good move around the far turn before losing her punch down the lane. But that was for maiden 50,000. Now she drops in for maiden 22nd start of her career. Mm-hmm. George Papapodromo Barnes on fire right now. I won another race yesterday. So 2-1 in the morning line, I think, is a good single, in my opinion, in race number five. We got a really good maiden race, Mike, in race number seven. You know, I subscribe to the SoCal Workout Report, where I get all these workouts on the horses coming back. And the John Sadler horse, DiCapo, has worked exceptionally well. My only concern about DiCapo, the horse didn't break the first two times out, must contend with the rail. Bob Baffert's got to come back or call you keen. He worked with a first-time starter, a two-year-old that he's yet to run that they paid $900,000 for back on November the 24th. Worked really well. And then you have a horse called Broheim who's been working down at San Luis Rey where the workout reports have been solid as well. So I think one of those three horses should win. If you use all three in the pick six, I think you're covered in race number seven.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to the nighttime. Any strong thoughts? You guys kick it off, I think, at what, 5? Is it 5:35 tonight? 5:35, yeah, and an eight race card.
Right. There's two good races, Mike. We've got two of our thoroughbred stakes races tonight where horses earn points throughout the season to qualify, and they're two $35,000 stakes races. I think a good price in race number four, which is the Philly and Mare Winner Stake. Coruscation had a horrible trip last time out. Had to be taken very wide into the stretch. There's a lot of speed to run at, so I think Coruscation at 6-1 on the morning line is a good horse to use in race number four. And I heard Kurt talking about Francisco Rodriguez, who's going to be his guest on the daytime show. And Rodriguez has two horses going early in the card tonight. Both could win. So he's a trainer that's been doing exceptionally well first off the claim. So somebody you kind of want to watch for throughout the year and maybe next year as well.
Good enough. And give us that nighttime selection again, Ed.
A horse in the fourth race, number six, Coruscation. Its odds is 6-1. Not a real strong play, but I think the race setup is going to be good for her style of running. A lot of speed to chase, and she gets off the rail, gets a much better draw to get in a tracking position going into the turn.
Post time for race four, 6:59 tonight. Are you coming down for the Champion of Champions, or are you going to stay in Laughlin next weekend?
No, I'll stay in Laughlin next weekend. I was just down 2 weeks ago, so I'll be watching the Champion of Champions next Saturday. It's going to be a great race in the 2 Million Futurities next Sunday, so two really strong races next weekend.
Hey, Eddie, always great to hear from you. Thank you so much. We'll get you on next weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, and we'll close this segment out with our good friend Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Excellent. How you doing, Mike?
Good. If you don't mind, it was good seeing you Friday morning along with everybody else at Santa Anita. Ed Burghardt addressed race seven today at Los Al. Got some depth to this maiden race. Three-year-olds and up at 6.5. Any strong opinions here?
The Rail DiCapo has trained very well for Stadler. He's a really, really nice-looking horse. The comeback for Baffert off the long layoff, Ed said, trained really well. On
that's the seven horse, Yakin.
Yeah, Yakin. The horse that's a little off the page that you might not, the fans might not see is a horse called Attack Now, who is the number five horse in here from the Michael McCarthy bar. He's got a series of really nice throws. He outworked There Goes Harvard, who's a long, multiple winner on the grass, on the drill two back. There's a 46 bullet four drills back, which is very, very nice. He ran by three or four horses from other outfits. So I thought his form is probably better than it really looks. He incredibly sprinted first out and then had a really bad trip routing. And since then, he's been on the shelf. It goes to Ricky Gonzalez. So I thought he was at least a horse that would be not obvious based on form. So the fans want to take a look at that horse. So Attack Now is the one I was interested in that race.
Okay. And how about a best bet on today's nine race card at Los Al?
Absolutely. Let's go to the fourth race. Non-winners two for claiming 25. There's a horse in here, the three horse. Every day is Saturday. Second race off the layoff from the Tim McKenna barn. Has trained up a storm on the training track. I'm hoping this horse is not a training track glory because it's one win back in the day at Golden Gate. Was on the synthetic track. But the second race off the layoff, I think this horse will move forward in here. And I have noticed that horses that are turf horses and synthetic type horses do much better on the Los Alamitos surface, in my mind, than they do on the Santa Anita. I think the Los Al dirt is a little tighter, a little more bounced.
Really?
Compared to the Santa Anita course can be a little tough on the turf horses between the kickback and between the essential deepness of the track. So I'm hoping that this horse will like the Los Alamitos course, and I'm willing to take a shot at 6-1 in here. So so let's go to the fourth race, number three, Every Day is Saturday from the Tim McKenna barn.
Okay, 6-1 will work. And Andy, I'm going to ask something. We had a scratch out of yesterday's Starlet. It was not unexpected. Bob Baffert opted not to run Himeka, who was 5-2. Nice filly by Curlin, 5-2 on the morning line. She came off a second in an ungraded stake at Los Alamitos. I thought I saw her go by late in the morning at Santa Anita on Friday. Did she breeze?
She did not breeze on Saturday. She didn't breeze on Saturday.
I thought it was Friday.
Friday. I don't think so. I don't know. I think they scratched her because she's a very diminutive filly, and exceptionally diminutive. The two turns will be a very long chore for her. So I think they looked at the race and they thought they had two credible shots, and I think they're going to keep. I would keep her sprinting if it was my horse. Put it that way.
Well, we trust in Bob. He'll go where she should go. I would never second guess him. Anyway, for the audience this morning, you say fourth race, number three, every day is Saturday. Tell us about the website, nationalturf.com, Andy.
Sure. Just go to nationalturf.com to get a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen. We've got one going up to the Los Alamitos meet. So take a look at nationalturf.com.
Andy, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming back with a red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. And we'll get all things Los Alamitos from Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Take Two with Jonathan Hardoon. That's all right in front of us. Hour two, Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use the Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now we go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Great job on air yesterday, buddy. In addition to Consequent, man, what a big effort. You and John Linda were all over it. A $7.60 win mutual yesterday in the Grade 2 Starlet at LaSalle. But at Churchill Downs, you had a horse by the name of Presider that came back at $7.58. Well done. They were only off by two pennies.
There you go. Thanks, Mike. That was last Sunday, and that was Jose Ortiz. That was about as easy as it gets. It's rare that it's easy. That one was. So we'll take it, and we'll keep going, keep our head down and not get too excited.
Bruce, as you know, easy in this game, or if you're betting on football, hoops, anything else, easy is a very rare commodity indeed.
It is. Sure.
Most of these victories are well-earned. Well, anyway, a lot going on around the country. I don't know where weather's going to be a factor or where you might want to go for your first selection. Where is it?
Toby Callett country. Let's go to Gulfstream Park, where the weather seems to be perfect, and we're main track races, turf, everything's being utilized at Gulfstream Park. I'm going to take a look at the eighth race, Mike. These are 6,200 claimers, but I think there's a horse that's really well spotted here. It's a one-turn mile on the main track. The two, Vladislav, for sharp trainer Victor Barboza, has had two races off just short of an eight-month layoff, routing on the synthetic. The last one was probably better than the previous, as he was up close to a very fast tempo, right along the inside, pressing the pace. He was a factor till mid-stretch. The closers dominated that race, but I think he should be absolutely good to go. He takes a double-dropping class. He's third off the layoff. This race is begging for someone to be up close. There is virtually no speed in this race. Not that Vladislav will be on the lead, but he should be in striking distance throughout. I think he's well spotted here. Eighth race, Gulfstream, the two, Vladislav listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Assigned post time race 8 at Gulf, 3:49 Eastern. Come on out here to Los Alamitos, and Bruce, you should have quite a bit of traffic at the website, not only due to the fact you've been hot, but a sizable pick six carryover today, $44,571, races 4-9.
Yeah, not bad at all. And we'll take a look at a pick six race. In fact, how about the pick six opener? The fourth race I like a horse that looks a little outclassed, but really is coming around, and that's the rail, Y'all Come. He was second in a very fast $10,000 Now Winners 2 Lifetime race. Mike, I think those horses are kind of equivalent to what he sees today, even though you wouldn't think so by the claim tag. He didn't show a whole lot of speed from the inside in his last race. At the quarter pole, he got off the rail and he took off. He was showing much more late kick than even the winner, I thought, finishing a sharp second. Here's the good news. He's also won here. He had a very game win here in mid-September. I believe he's one of only two horses in this race who owns a win at Los Alamitos. He could looks like he could take back. At 5.5 furlongs, the jockeys tend to get overly aggressive, I think, sometimes because of the slightly shorter distance
right.
in most sprints. And I think that could flatter him today. So fourth race, the one, Y'all Come, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And one thing about the conditions, you know, you see the second place finish in print here, 10,000, but here's kind of the equalizer. That was non-winners of two races lifetime. We're in for 25 today, but the 2L is there as well. There's no world beaters. It's non-winners of two races lifetime. I agree with what you're trying to get across, Bruce.
Yeah, I don't think in these non-winners two lifetime, you know, they have different levels, right? 10, 16,
yeah.
25. I don't know that there's that much of a difference from the bottom to the top of the non-winners two lifetime, but that was a very fast race for that level, Mike, and race producer next out winner. I think he fits with these. No problem.
Okay, fourth race today, Los Alpos, 2:00 Pacific. What's going on at betonbruce.com?
Two tracks today. The full card at Los Alamitos, the pick five from Gulfstream Park. That's the combo platter with the audio. Also, best bets from Los Alamitos, three of which are in the pick six with audio. All at betonbruce.com.
Hey, Bruce, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Keep it up.
Take care, Mike.
We'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap in Bob's morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers each and every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. First things first, the pick six carryover today, daytime, races 4 through 9, 44,571. Give us a ballpark estimate. Where do you think this pool could be at fourth race post time, Bob?
Between 200 and 250, honestly. I mean, they bet
okay.
a lot, quite a bit yesterday, 83,000 yesterday. So I think chasing the carryover, I think it could be, you know, like 4 or 5 times what we have in the carryover.
Right. And I got to say this, too. Orlando Gutierrez had told me in a text, the pick six at night has been pretty strong as well. I think the pool last night, it was hit, was over 100,000. So they kicked $10,000 in to get it going again tonight.
Carryover, I think, of about 38,000 going into the nighttime program last night. And people, you know, still like to bet the carryovers. And I think they especially like the $2 variety.
I do, too. And, again, Bob says that total pick six pool for the daytime today by fourth race post could be about $250,000. Let's get to it, Bob. First of all, who do you like in the Soviet problem? Is the odds-on favorite Liberation, Juan Hernandez, John Sadler, vulnerable here?
Well, I think she is. You know, we saw yesterday the horse that had 2-10 experience won the Starlet Consequence. She'd won a mile. The only other horse in the race that had won a mile was Jules, who had broken her maiden in a claimer. So you got to take a look at the horses that have already run 2 turns, and that would be Cecilia Street in the 80s. They both won going a mile on the grass. A lot of grass horses tend to like this service because of the bounce it has. So I think both of them could have a shot to possibly beat Liberation.
How deep are you going to go in your pick six, Bob?
Well, I would use all three of them just to be safe. You know, if you have a smaller ticket, then, I mean, some people will isolate Liberation. You got Sadler, Juan Hernandez. Juan Hernandez, of course, wins stakes here very regularly. So, you know, if she runs as well around two turns as she does around 1 turn, she'll be tough to beat. But I just thought those other two horses might have a look.
So you'd go 1-2-6 in your pick six.
Correctly, if I had to.
Yeah.
I was playing a larger ticket.
Right. And John's quoted in Daily Racing Form saying that he really believes Liberation has been wanting 2 turns. She'll get it today in the $100,000 Soviet problem, race 8. What about a best bet for the listeners, Bob?
I'm gonna go to the last race of the day. It's a maiden 20. I just like Keep the Pavels, the number 8 horse, first time in a claimer. She's adding blinkers. You know, she's run against much better horses than she's facing today. I'm not going to hold her first race against her. It was here. She was extremely wide that day. The horse that won the race, Jasmina, came back to win a stakes via disqualification at Del Mar. So I think at this level, she'll be tough. So number 8, keep the Pavels in race 9.
Last thing, Bob, I can't help myself. How much hate mail, no matter which way they go, is that selection committee for the national college final football bracket? How much hate mail is going to be generated by no matter what they do?
No, absolutely. That's the case with it every year. It's the same with the basketball tournament. You know,
I know.
They've expanded it to, 68 teams now, and there's other people still complaining. So no matter what they do, they're going to get it. You know, Alabama, I don't know if they're going to – I think it's already come out. I have not had a chance to see yet what the 12 that they ended up with. But, yeah, there's going to be complaints no matter what they do.
I mean, Alabama got handled last night. They had a lot of people hurt. Georgia had some key people hurt. You know, you go out there and make do with what you have. But well, I just kind of think it would be a shame if Alabama didn't make it.
No, I agree with you.
Thought.
I think that they
I think they deserve
be
it.
In,
yeah,
because I think they are one of the 12 best teams in the country, and I don't think you should be penalized for playing in conference championship games where it only exists because of the money that is made from them.
That is the whole key to the situation. Bob, always a lot of fun. Good luck, and we'll see you at the races.
Mike, thank you. Take care.
You as well. We'll hit our final break and come back strong, heading to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Callett, then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Get ready for the biggest weekend of the season coming up December 13th and 14th at Los Alamitos with the prestigious Champion of Champions next Saturday night and California's richest quarter horse race, the Los Alamitos 2 million Futurity next Sunday night. The Champion of Champions shapes up as the race of the meet, with Impressum looking for his third victory in this race and multiple Grade 1 winner Jericho looking for his first Champion of Champions win. Plus, All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and two-time Grade 1 winner Stanley Cartel. And in the 2 million Futurity, fastest qualifier in force will look for his second $1 million Futurity win. Plus, Night Racing's best bets all weekend long. Remember, we'll add 10,000 to the Pick 6 on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. And of course, our daytime Thoroughbred meet continues here through December 14th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Bargard Sports Bar, the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos. Join us for the Champion of Champions on Saturday night.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back, final segment. My sincere thanks to my main man here, Chris Monreal, in studio at the Big A in Anaheim. Yeah, we do the show live from Angel Stadium year-round. You can catch us on the web at thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. And this segment is brought to us in part by the Derby Room up at Fairplex Park. Listen, folks, if you live in the eastern San Gabriel Valley, Walnut, Pomona area, Whittier, Brea, you get it. Check out the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Free parking and admission year-round. They've got an outstanding food and beverage menu, very reasonably priced, and an audio-visual presentation as well. The place is well-managed, well-run. They're on it. They've got a Triple Crown line of live mutual clerks out there, headed by Mike Duran, and a ton of self-serve machines. A lot of camaraderie. You get it. A lot of fun at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And if you're a little bit hungry leaving out of there, just head on up to Foothill, right there at the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. There it is, Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Like Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Right now we go to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are things?
Things are great, Mike. We're back on turf. You said In-N-Out Burger. That's the last burger I ever ate. It was an In-N-Out Burger in California. So interesting that it brings to mind something.
Well, the founder of In-N-Out Burger was a guy named Harry Schneider. He loved horse racing. And I know that because a good friend of mine, he was my morning bartender the first 6 years I had a little place here in Arcadia. A guy by the name of Frank Stubbs. He played on a golf team at USC with Al Geiberger. Frank was the oldest guy, Air Force veteran, so he used to buy the beer. Statute of limitations has passed, but anyway, Frank got married the second time in Harry's house in Glendora. He loved the races. We digress. Go ahead, Toby.
Okay, well, it's a good card today. The back end, we're getting all the crap out of the way, races 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, that's harsh. That is really harsh, Toby.
That's okay.
Oh,
we're just, you know me, there's no gray area with me. It's, you know, yes or no.
You went from championship to the toilet.
Well, I've called it crapetta for years. So,
okay.
But that's my personal experience, and
right.
I'll stick with that until they turn my lights out. But the tail end of the card is good. Pick six, all dirt and turf. The last race today is one of the kinds of races that, for me, Gulfstream has been great for many, many, many years, more years than I'd like to say out loud. The 11th is they're going a mile, and it's a two-year-old fillies. And in here, I love the 3. Her name is Eternal Mandate. You were talking earlier on the show about Amiciel Jaramillo. You're going to get a little taste of Amiciel here. I expect him to put this filly on the lead and never look back.
How good is he, Toby?
He's a good rider. He's a tremendous speed rider.
Is he going to fit here at Santa Anita?
He'll fit there like a glove. No knock. I think Edwin Maldonado is a tremendous speed rider. I make Jaramillo a speed rider on steroids. He keeps horses running. Yes. He's a very, very good speed rider. And I think it's a good move for him to go out there because he does get ignored in the wintertime. The dynamics have changed a lot here. There's no Jose Ortiz here now for the second year. Luis Saez is going to
Oakland.
So, you know, things have changed. Johnny Velasquez doesn't take as many mounts. Paco Lopez is not here.
Rosario's at Oakland. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, Gulfstream has changed a lot, but Jaramillo, he seems to be ignored. And I've got news for you. I don't care what type of race it is. If you got a horse that's that likes to be on the lead or needs a little encouragement early, he's a great gate rider. I think he'll do very well out there in riding for Doug O'Neill. You know, he wins a few races out there, as you're well aware of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, let's get back to making money there in the 11th at Gulfstream. Before I so rudely interrupted you, you were on it.
Well, that's okay. It's not a problem. I have no problem extolling this guy's virtues because I do think he's a good rider. Behind him, we're going to look at the one that's Empress New Groove. She was privately purchased off a good debut at Keeneland. I watched her train on the dirt. She hasn't really impressed me. She looks like a one-pace type. Also, the two, Tamer, and the six, a very well-bred Todd Pletcher trainee by the name of Resort. So we're looking at 3, 1, 2, 6. I want to get all the sticks in the nightcap today at Gulfstream.
Okay, and the weather's not an issue today there?
No issue. Chamber of Commerce, 84 degrees. It's like the summertime. Come on down, enjoy it.
I love it when you wax positive. That's what we're talking about, Toby. Thanks.
You always get the truth, whether it's good or bad.
Thank you. Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You would think that a lot of these Florida riders would come to California after they see the success that Hector Barrios had, because, to be honest with you, when he rode at Gulfstream, he was maybe a 10% rider. But when he came out to California,
I know it.
Boys, his fortunes changed. So, like, if these Florida riders wanting to come out to California, why not? Give it a shot. And he is a good rider, by the way.
And let's face it, there's not much difference in purses between Gulfstream and Santa Anita, you know, and Barrios. I mean, he caught on immediately that summer at Del Mar when he came out, and he was just pretty much another rider, it seemed like, there in South Florida.
That's really what it was, Mike. And believe me, I'm surprised it took other riders so long to get hip to this. But that's what happened. So let's see what happens. Give him a shot. A lot of guys come out to California and don't do well. And terrific riders, too. I mean, you know, Tyler Glafleone tried it. He didn't make it. I mean, back in the days, you had Cordero and Velasquez and all these guys at one point try to come out there. So.
Jorge Velasquez, Angel, every year he came out, he'd make sure him and his agent, they were quoted in the form. They were looking forward to riding at Hollywood Park. They were staying for the year. After the Santa Anita Derby, Vami knows.
I'm going home.
It was back to the happy hunting ground in New York where he was the top dog. Speaking of riders, John, everybody smoked the peace pipe. No more labor stoppages at the Big A. We're good, Knockwood?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, every time there's a slight delay, you get worried. You know, all of a sudden everyone became a prima donna. And it's more a problem, I think, with the clerk of scales than with the riders, to be honest with you. I don't know. The assistant clerk of scales has been the lead guy since the clerk of scales retired, at the beginning of last year. Anyway, they've been dealing with this guy, and I guess there was some problems, but all they did was piss everybody off, Mike. Nobody had any sympathy for them. The trainers were mad, the owners were mad, the players were mad, and I'm sure Naira was mad. So they accomplished nothing by doing what they did.
Seemed like a very avoidable situation, and hopefully cooler heads will prevail and a little modicum of common sense, which is tough to come by. Anyway, 9 of them today out here at Los Alamitos. What do you want to do, John?
Let's look at the third race today, Mike, and I like the number one horse in here, Panuco, a 3-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Doug O'Neill. Abel Lascano aboard to ride. The horse does have a win over the Los Al course. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Save a taco. Save a winner, save a loser, bet number one, Panko, in today's third race out at Del Mar.
Apologies. Apologies.
I got everything wrong. I got it all
That's
wrong.
Perfect. You fit right in. Apologies to Doug O'Neill. Panuco, 6-1, number one in race 3. That's supposed to go at 128 Pacific at Los Alamitos race course. What's up at JONHARDWON.com?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream Aqueduct and Los Al Selections. And Friday, opening day at Oaklawn, we will be carrying that track as well.
Exactly, and always full fields at Oaklawn. You know, they don't have a turf course. Your options are limited, and it sure hasn't hurt business there over the years.
No, and they have full fields and plenty of mounts for jockeys coming in from all over, and big purses and everything else that goes with it. Their only problem is when the track gets off there, or they're not allowed to add any chemicals. It's some sort of preserved land or something.
Yeah,
so
it freezes up.
That results in some cancellations along the way, but the meet keeps getting longer, and people seem to like it.
And they got a lot of money because they've got that that casino on site, and it's owned by the track operators. What a tremendous edge for everybody.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. You hit it on the nose. By the way, Alabama's in, Notre Dame is out. So they're going to bitch about that all day.
Well, I would encourage those folks who did the voting, keep your assets low to the ground and let it blow over. So
there you go.
John, good luck today. Right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You all stay safe. Thanks.
You as well. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Get your group tickets today and experience the excitement of 2026 Angels baseball with your group of 20 or more. Tickets start at just $7 per seat when you visit angels.com/groups. Call 7144-ANGELS or visit angels.com today.
Managing your well-being through a mobile app can be a hit right when you need it most. There are many apps that put resources at your fingertips. Clutch tools like breathing techniques, meditation, and well-being activities, and listening to music to help you get back into the swing of things. There are apps designed specifically for children, teens, and adults. Visit the Mindfulness Apps tab at angels.ocnavigator.org for more information. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they...